This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Vote counting continues in the U.S. presidential election, with former Vice President Joe Biden taking one key Midwestern state, while another remains up in the air. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Wisconsin was part of the blue wall that crumbled to Donald Trump 4 years ago. Biden has flipped it back narrowly, with a lead of fewer than 0.75 percentage point, and the Trump campaign has asked for a recount. In the meantime, Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes give Biden 248 of the 270 needed to win the White House. The president has 214. While the race there is too early to call, Joe Biden does have a small lead in Michigan. The Trump campaign says it's filed a lawsuit to halt more ballots from being counted because it has not been given meaningful access to observe ballots both being opened and counted, as state law guarantees. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Last-minute shoppers in England have been out in force as Britain prepares to join parts of Europe in a coronavirus lockdown designed to save its healthcare system from being overwhelmed. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
All non-essential venues, which in England include pubs, restaurants, gyms, entertainment venues, and stores selling varied items, must close Thursday until at least December 2. That ruling comes after a sudden change of course last weekend by Britain's government, which had for weeks been advocating a targeted regional response to the pandemic instead of another national lockdown. Two changes from the spring lockdown. This time round, schools and universities in England are remaining open, as are construction sites and factories. Charles de Ledesma, London.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow